The National Peanut Board has delayed for 1 year approving an agreement with research institutions that would restrict the sharing of seed varieties developed with the grower-funded research money, especially with international competition. Farmers are upset that licensing of technology such as commercial peanut cultivars or peanut varieties outside the U.S. Would be wrong, especially since grower money used to develop this research, and secondly, foreign producers could jeopardize the U.S. peanut industry competing with them in the export market. Recently, representatives of the Southern Association of Ag Experiment Stations, along with the peanut producers of various states, met in Atlanta. The National Peanut Board agreed to postpone until next year a new research institution agreement, provided participating universities agree not to enter into a new international licensing agreement for commercial peanut varieties before January of 2016. Bob Parker, the head of the CEO of the National Peanut Board, said, "This is a very important issue on our board, especially because of the research universities across the Southeast. Research is one of the most critical parts of our mission. More than $20 million has been invested in research by the National Peanut Board since its inception, and more than $2 million is budgeted for research on peanuts in the current fiscal year." He said it would believe it's the best interest of peanut growers who help fund our programs, including research, to oppose any licensing of technologies. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.